Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. O radiant light, O Son divine, of God the Abba's deathless face, O image of the light sublime that fills the heavenly dwelling place. O Word of God, the source of life, praises your due by night and day. Our happy lips must raise the strain of your esteemed and splendid name. O Jesus Christ, as daylight fades, as shine the lights of eventide, we praise thee, Abba, with the Son, the Spirit blessed and with them one. Let us give thanks to God, our Abba, always and for everything, in the name of our love, Jesus Christ. Praise be Adonai, our God, ruler of the universe, who led our ancestors in the faith, by a pillar of cloud by day, and a pillar of fire by night, and prepared a lamp for the anointed. Light up our darkness, O God, by the light of your Christ. May his word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. For you are full of loving kindness for your whole creation, and we, your creatures, glorify you. Abba, Word and Holy Breath of Life, now and forever. Amen. The foxes have dens, and the birds their nests, but the human one has nowhere to lay his head. Come and follow me. Adonai, to the one who will reign, come and be my companion. We will undo selfishness and sin. The Spirit will bring from Zion the power and strength to save, love changing foes into friends. Precious from the day of your birth on the holy mountain, from the womb before the dawn I begot you. The promise holds true forever. Your ministry is loving kindness, a priest like Melchizedek of old. Companions of the Most High are ready to liberate all who suffer from evil. The one who calls us to justice invites us to join in the struggle, enlightening all who are unaware of the truth. Drink from streams of living water, lift your head and celebrate the feast. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. The foxes have dens and the birds their nests, but the human one has nowhere to lay his head. Come and follow me.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Galatians. For freedom, Christ set us free. So stand firm and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. For you were called for freedom, brothers and sisters. But do not use this freedom as an opportunity for the flesh. Rather, serve one another through love. For the whole law is fulfilled in one statement, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you go on biting and devouring one another, beware that you are not consumed by one another. I say then, live by the Spirit. Thanks be to God.
The command of Adonai is clear. It gives light to the eyes. The command of Adonai is clear. It gives light to the eyes. Those who love their neighbors have fulfilled the law. Love is the fulfilling of the law. It gives light to the eyes. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. The command of Adonai is clear. It gives light to the eyes.
No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks back to what was left behind is fit for the reign of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Salvation and glory and power belong to our God. God's judgments are true and just. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Praise our God, all you servants, those reverencing with awe, everyone and everything, both small and great. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Adonai our God, the Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and exalt, and give God the glory. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. She has been given for her clothing fine linen, glistening and pure. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Abba, and to the Word, and to the Holy Breath of love. As always before, so now and evermore. Amen. No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks back to what was left behind is fit for the reign of God. That all who have set our hands to the plow may leave what is behind us and work together to build up the reign of God, let us pray. That political and economic leaders may be filled with God's Spirit and lead with honesty, justice, and a passion for the flourishing of all, let us pray. That the love and example of those who live and work in the darkness of violence, poverty, and corruption may be light and hope for those who suffer most, let us pray. that those who have received more may be freed to share their abundance with those who are oppressed by racism, classism, and violence. Let us pray. That the sacredness of all life and the rights of all human and all earthly beings may be upheld in the hearts and in the laws of all peoples and nations. Let us pray.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
O Holy One, source, guide, and goal of all that is, you have called and gifted each of us to continue the mission and ministry of Jesus in a great variety of ways with a wonderful diversity of gifts. When we are tempted to look back, help us to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, and join him in proclaiming your reign of justice, peace, and love. Amen. May the Spirit of God kindle in our hearts the love that fulfills the whole law. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Salve Regina, Mater Misericordiae, Vita Dulcedo, et Spes Nostra Salve. Ad te clamamus, exules filii Eve, ad te suspiramus, gementes et plentes, in ac lacrimarum vale. Ea ergo, advocata nostra, illos tuos misericordes oculos, ad nos converte. Et Iesum benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostende. O clemens, O pia, O dulcis, Virgo Maria.